up to our next guest. It's Tony Schiavone, former wrestling announcer for WWE back in the day. And again, Tony, this is going to be the first time that you are actually going to be calling wrestling in a long time live here in Miami next Friday night. It's going to be the Major League Wrestling event brought to you by Brian Sports.
Yeah, it's the first time I've called live wrestling since 2001. So how about that?
Are you pretty excited? What's the story there? What's the situation? How did you come about with the Major League Wrestling?
Well, I started doing a podcast, which I'm still doing on MLWRadio.com, which is their website for wrestling podcasts. And Court Bauer asked me if I'd like to start doing wrestling again. And I said, no, hell no, I don't want to do it. I decided, you know, I'll give it a shot. I had some free time, and it was only one day a month. So we started doing some TV tapings. We started in Orlando and we landed on BN Sports, and, it's been a great, it's been great to be with them, and we do our show on there. And now we're going to do a live show on the 14th in Miami at Scottish Rite Temple. And it's going to be 8 o'clock on the 14th. And, you know, it's different when you do live because, you know, producers are always screaming in your ear telling you what to say.
Right.
And Court Bauer does that to me all the time. And normally when it's a TV taping, I don't listen to him because I think he's an idiot. I'm kidding. But now that it's live, you know, I'm going to be listening to him a little bit more because I got to get my cues and I got to make sure I'm out on time. And it's just, it just ramps everything up. It makes it more exciting. So I'm really pumped up about it. And I'm pumped up about being back in Miami again and being back down there.
Well, Romberg here, of course, does color commentary for football. And we know a little something here about how other sports are called, but not so much about wrestling. So how do you prepare to call a wrestling match?
Well, it's actually easier, Amber, than it's ever been in my life because they do a great job. MLW Sport does a great job of giving me notes on everybody. And I know the storylines, and I know about all the background of all the wrestlers or all the managers. And so it's pretty much keeping people in line with the storyline. You not only have to call action, you have to keep the storyline alive. And I do that by talking to the wrestlers, by going back in the dressing room and discussing things with agents, producers. And so really you're cultivating a story and a storyline, and it's a little bit different than just calling the action.
There's a lot of different stipulation matches on. They got ladders match, no disqualification, Singapore Kane match. Like, I'm sure you've seen every type of match that there's been. Like, there was big headlines a couple weeks ago about David Arquette being in a death match, and it looked like it got really, really gnarly. Can you give us an example of, like, the craziest hardcore or crazy stipulation match that you've ever called and you thought, like, I can't believe those guys just tried to do that for the crowd.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it happened just last year. We were in Orlando, and they had this crazy match, which was called Fans Bring Weapons to the Ring.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So the fans came into the building with their own weapon, and one knucklehead had a blown-up shark wrapped in barbed wire. Yes, they did, and of course that helped me with my greatest line of that night, saying, "Well, they finally jumped the shark." And I've seen baseball bats wrapped in barbed wire. There's this one wrestler who likes to. Okay, you ready for this? Who likes to use a piece of paper to cut a person in the corner of his mouth,
then.
Oh, yeah, and then take a lemon and squirt lemon on the cut.
Oh! Are we going to be seeing some of these festivities live in action next Friday night?
You never know what you're going to see. That's what we've become. And guys, that's a lot different than when I first started doing wrestling back in the 80s, when they used to snatch a side headlock or an arm bar and hang on to it for a couple of minutes. Now, the wrestling has changed a great deal. It's more it's just wilder. And they do crazy things. I saw a guy. We used to do some wrestling at the Guild nightclub in Orlando, and a guy would go up on the balcony and jump off on the balcony onto the ring. And I told him, I said, you know what? You're a heck of a talent, but you're gonna kill yourself. And they do this crazy, death-defying acrobatic stuff now that I was unaccustomed to. And that's why the plane feels a little bit different for me from what I used to. But I've adapted to it, and that's the way wrestling is now. So I'm enjoying it.
So, Tony, you've been around the wrestling game for quite a while, and you've seen probably the greatest personalities, some of the greatest acrobatic artists. We got the Hart Foundation, Rich Swann, Tommy Dreamer, Miami's Conan, a few names just to name a few, actually. UFC's Tom Lawler as well is going to be there. But if you could compare for somebody that might not know a lot about some of these wrestlers, if you could kind of compare personality-wise or character-wise that you might have had seen in the past, somebody with a little bit more fame or notoriety like a Ric Flair or Ultimate Warrior, somebody with some crazy personality, who do you compare anybody to right now currently with the MLW?
Well, first of all, no one ever compared to Ric Flair because he was crazy. Absolutely crazy. And that's another story because Teddy Hart is really one of the most talented kids that I've seen in a long, long time. And, I compare him, some of the things he does, just when I see him in action, I compare him to some of the things that Ricky Steamboat used to be able to do back in the day.
Oh, the dragon off the top rope.
Yeah, absolutely. And Teddy Hart can do phenomenal stuff. Of course, Conan, I called Conan matches back in the day, and he's with us again. It's great to see him. Tommy Dreamer is like the hardcore legend himself.
Yeah, man.
And he does. Tommy and I, we've established a bond together because he grew up and wanted to get in the wrestling business because of the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. And he'll do some Dusty Rhodes things in the ring, and sometimes he wears polka dots on his tights, kind of a nod to Dusty Rhodes when he was wearing polka dots. Sammy Callahan is about as wild and crazy as I've ever seen. And Filthy Tom Lawler, former UFC fighter. Here's a guy who's taken off in MLW. And that's one of the things that we kind of pride ourselves on. That's why we call our show Fusion, because we have a fusion of all the styles. You know, UFC and Tom Lawler and the luchadors and their crazy things that they do. And we just got a lot of guys who remind me. Now, Rich Swann is another guy. You know, you mentioned him. Rich Swann could really do some crazy things and wild things in the ring and acrobatic things. He worked for the WWE not too long ago, and I really like what he does. But there's a lot of guys. It's kind of hard to compare them because wrestling has changed so much since I've done it, but there's still the high flyers. That's why Ricky Steamboat comes to mind when I'm thinking about Teddy Hart.
And a lot of our texters are kind of bringing up a bunch of old school stories right now that you probably have from the road. And my guess is back in the NWA days, they say you were a legend and called some legendary matches. So I imagine you've seen just about every single wrestling antic on the road, because we've had Marvin Allo on, and he's told us some redonkulous stories as well about how some of these guys are.
Yeah. Are you guys wanting a wild story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was one of four guys who tried to chase Ric Flair down at the Marriott in St. Louis when he was running around naked at 4 o'clock in the morning. I never got him back in his room. Which reminds me, you know, the ESPN had a 30 for 30, right?
Yeah.
And right, and I was on that 30 for 30, and they interviewed me for 2 hours. So I'm watching the 30 for 30, really excited about it. I'm in the family room with my wife. We're watching the 30 for 30, and they talk to Ricky Steamboat. Oh, Ric Flair is this great wrestler, great technical wrestler. He had the figure four leg lock. And they talked to Sting, and Sting said, had some of my greatest matches with him because he could really, that backhanded chop, and he could really do some great things. And they talked to another guy who said his figure four leg lock, you know, tied me up and hurt me really badly. And then they go to Tony Schiavone. And Tony Schiavone says, well, I saw his penis. And my wife looked at me and said, that's what they interviewed you about?
That's your two-hour interview. That's the cut.
Rick Flair.
That's the cut. The two-hour interview. That's your cut.
That was the important stuff.
That's awesome.
That's right. That's what they talked to me about. So I'm thinking, wow. Okay. So anyway, so that's so my years of traveling with Ric Flair, especially back in the 80s and then later on the 90s, were just really, really crazy. But those are memories that I will never forget. Unfortunately, some of them I want to forget, but I will never forget. And he was such a great guy to deal with.
Well, I'm sure you'll have new memories now coming off of covering these shenanigans.
Yeah, I know. Shenanigans, right. That's exactly what they're called. And hey, I do want to say one thing. I want to say hello to my good friend Mark Richt.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Who I did a coach's show with for 11 years. We became very good friends. When we come down to Miami, I'm going to make some time to try to go see him because he's one of the great men. I know that you had a tough season, but I sure do miss him here in Georgia.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I played for the Falcons for a while, and, you know, he was revered up there as well. And, again, down here in the community, he has been peppered a little bit as of recently with the offensive play calling and all that situation. But
right.
but you ask to a man, anybody on that team, and they're pretty high on Mark Richt. So I imagine you guys are going to have a nice little dinner date and catch-up session when you get down here next week.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Well, thanks, Tony.
I love Miami. I really do. I told my wife, I said, in a couple of years, I'm going to be moving to Miami. And she said, well, I don't want to move there. I said, well, I didn't invite you to move there with me, but I'm going to be there.
That's
you sound
a good
like
point.
Romberg.
You never want to bring sand to the beach, Tony. That's a good point.
That's right.
Stop. Well, thanks for coming on this morning. And again, you can tune in next week. MLW and BN Sports presents their first ever MLW Fusion live TV special on BN Sports on December 14th. Thanks to Tony Schiavone for coming on and looking forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you. It's good talking to you guys. I appreciate it. And we look forward to being back in Miami. I really look forward to the live show. And thanks to BN Sports for being with MLW. We've had a great time.
Thanks, Tony.